Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oliver Luck, who has such a storied history as a player at West Virginia, a couple years in the National Football League. He was athletic director at WVU. And then most recently, we've known him as one of the voters or petitioners on the College Football Playoff Committee. He is now, though, stepping into a new job as the CEO and commissioner of the XFL. Andrew Luck joins us on DK and Tierney. How you doing? I mean, Oliver Luck joins us on DK and Tierney. How you doing, Oliver?
I'm doing well, Brandon. Take you. How y'all?
I'm good.
It's not Andrew. It's the old man.
I know. Sorry. I know. I just thinking about Andrew. Samter asked me right before you came on, what are you going to ask him about Andrew? So I'm thinking Andrew in my head. But before I get to Andrew, because I just have a quick question about him, because I can't imagine how rough it was for him and for you as a family to see what he went through. But the XFL, I mean, you guys have a lot of press going on today. It's slated to kick off in 2020. The eight teams were announced, and they're in pretty important and big city: Seattle, New York, Dallas, Houston, LA, St. Louis, which I think is phenomenal because they missed their team, Tampa, and DC. Well, tell us about the excitement surrounding the XFL right now, which is about a year and a half or 2 years away.
Well, you know, the good thing about what we're trying to do is Vince McMahon, the individual who's putting a significant capital behind this effort, he's given us all of 19, all of calendar year 19, you know, to put together sort of a plan so that we can come out of the chute February of 2020 playing good football,
mm-hmm.
right? That's hugely important. So we think that there are 40, 45 million passionate, diehard, very intense football fans in this country. Those are all the folks, me included, who have a little bit of a void in their life come February, right after the Super Bowl, after the college season's over. So we think we can appeal to that group, you know, if we play good quality football, right? And if I had to choose one word, it would be crisp football.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think the mistake that XFL made 2001, they didn't play crisp football. It was sloppy, right, quite honestly. And, you know, fans who like the game, fans who are passionate about the game, don't like watching sloppy football, regardless of what level, college, pro, you know, high school.
Yeah,
so
right.
we're going to take 2019 and really, you know, hire coaches, begin to hire our quarterbacks, start to build our teams, you know, and do everything we possibly can, use technology, use kind of the performance science that's now developed over the last 20 years, didn't exist really back in, you know, 2001. Use all those things to try to come out of the chute in 2020 playing good football. That's really, you know, at the end of the day, what we're trying to accomplish. I think the NFL is at maybe the highest level ever in terms of popularity, also in terms of talent and skill. I think, you know, major college ball is great. But there's still a couple of things, a couple of places where we can tweak the rules, modify the rules, shorten the game.
Yeah.
You know, speed it up, but shorten it, right? You guys hear the complaints just like,
all the time.
Oh, my God, it's a 3-hour, 45-minute game. It takes forever. Those 4-minute breaks, I'm bored. You know, I mean, I see it. I watch football every weekend, just like you guys do. So we're trying to address, you know, those areas, and they have to do a couple of things that are innovative, that that we think our fans are going to like. So, you know, it's spring football is a challenge,
yeah.
right? It's a risk. It's non-traditional, but I think because of Vince McMahon and his capital. And I think, you know, because of sort of the disciplined decision making that we're going to try to have, we can make a good go at this.
Yeah. Oliver Luck, commissioner of the XFL, is joining us here on Tiki and Tierney. How does this compete with, complement, or whatnot with the AAF, which is also starting, Charlie Ebersol's new unit, which is up in February of next year, 2019?
Right. So, yeah. So Charlie Ebersol and Dick Bill Polian are running that league. They launch in 19. We're not in their markets, or they're not in our markets, whatever way you want to look at it. You know, I hope they do well, quite honestly, because I think all boats are lifted by a rising tide when it comes to football.
Yeah.
You know, what's the fascinating, you know, people have asked me, is the market congested? Is it, you know, there are too many, you know, players in the market? And my response is that, that flat out no. Right? There's lots of space for innovation and lots of space for creativity, lots of space for good quality product. And I think that we are really focused on putting a good quality product out there with good good media partners and all that. And I think we'll accomplish that. But there could be a lot of space. I mean, football, arguably, this is maybe the best time ever to be a player. I wish I was a lot younger.
Yeah, there's opportunity. Yeah, there's opportunity.
Yeah, you're offering jobs to players, to coaches, to administrators, you name it, right? So I think it's almost sort of a high watermark for football in this country. And I think if all of us, college, pro, high school, if we all pull in the same direction, that ultimately we'll keep this game as the greatest game, I think, known to mankind.
I think you're absolutely right about that, Oliver. Oliver, let me ask you about Andrew. I know that that year and a half or so where he was dealing with the shoulder injury was devastating, and it sucked for him. It sucked for us. We were deprived of watching one of the great young quarterbacks in the National Football League strap on a helmet each and every Sunday. How hard was that for him?
It was really hard. I mean, he said this publicly that, he sort of had to look into the abyss because he had to face the chance, the possibility that he would never play again, right? And,
yeah.
How intense it is when you're involved, playing in the NFL. I think particularly, as sort of the star player on a team. So it was hard. I give him an unbelievable amount of credit for sticking to his rehab plan.
Yeah.
Because
it's not easy
every day to do rehab. Well, oh my gosh, you your mind just you spin off and out into outer space. Just rehabbing a shoulder, right? So
and never playing, and never getting a shot to actually
right.
actually like is this working? You have no idea. But I got to tell you, Oliver.
Yeah.
He looks better now than he ever did. Now, it makes me think, well, maybe he was just banged up for the first 3 years of his career, and he was lingering and was fighting through it because he's such a tough kid. But does he look as good as he's ever looked?
Well, he's playing pretty well. He's throwing the ball well. I think he's throwing it maybe more accurately than he's ever thrown it. He probably lost a little bit of velocity that very well could come back. But what I like about the way he's playing now, he's playing smart, right? Because he'd get flushed out of the pocket. He'd try to run, and I don't know how you survive so many years, Tiki, playing at that, and your brother, right, playing in that league in contact-oriented positions. But, for quarterbacks, you just can't run. So he's playing smart. He's stepping out of bounds. He's throwing the ball away. He's living for another down. And that's crucial because, sometimes a quarterback can be his own worst enemy. I love watching the game and watching young quarterbacks. Deshaun Watson's playing great.
Yep.
Obviously, Jackson in Baltimore is playing great. But I almost yell at the TV and said, get out of bounds, go down. I don't want
slide.
You guys to get hurt.
Slide.
You're good.
You're the only athlete on the field. Yeah, you're the only athlete on the field that can slide, and people aren't going to kill you for it, for not being tough.
That's
get down.
That's right. But he's in a much better mood.
Good.
So
that's good to hear.
This Thanksgiving dinner was a lot more pleasant than last year's Thanksgiving dinner when he still wasn't sure if he was going to be able to ever play again.
Yeah.
So, thanks for asking.
No, I'm glad. We'll just ignore last week, though. Oliver Luck, the commissioner. Of the XFL.
Hey, that was a true goose egg they laid down.
Oh,
in
man, that one's hard. Let me ask you real quickly before we let you go, because I know you're on a media tour here. The college football playoff, which we were just a part of, I think they got it right. And I know when you guys first started this thing, it was set stone. It's going to be four teams. But the argument for eight is really compelling. Where do you think the college football playoff is, first of all? And then secondly, did they get it right by excluding Georgia, who most would say is probably one of the top four teams in the country, but they didn't win a championship, and they lost to LSU?
Number one, I think they got it right with Georgia vis-a-vis Oklahoma.
Yep.
So I'd give them kudos for that. When will they expand? I'll tell you what might drive a little bit of expansion. Think about this. If more and more players don't participate in the bowl game, right, star players.
Good point.
Guys who are first, second round. All of a sudden they may need to expand it to make those sort of second tier bowl games more important, right? More critical. I don't know. I don't think it'll happen for the next 4 or 5 years until the ESPN contract with the CFP begins to or gets close to expiration.
Yeah,
It's
interesting though because people are clamoring for it, even though some people love it. Like my board op, he loves it the way it is. Oliver Luck, the commissioner of the XFL. One more XFL question for you. February 2020. This is a loaded one. Is the XFL going to look to sign Colin Kaepernick?
Well, you know, we are planning to start signing quarterbacks in the first quarter of 19, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we can start to build, you know, the franchises, the eight franchises around those quarterbacks. We've not talked about any specific player, mm-hmm. to be quite honest with you.
Would you be open to it?
The short answer is I don't know. I'd have to have probably a conversation with Vince.
Yeah.
I'd have to do some research. I followed it, but not that closely in terms of, you know, does he want to play? What kind of shape is he in? All those sort of questions that I'm sure many people are asking. We've not looked into it at this point.
All right. I'm glad I had to ask, though. Oliver Luck, I appreciate you, man. Good luck with this XFL. I love these new spring leagues. I really do, because so many kids who aren't quite ready to go to the league can still get a chance to make a living playing the sport that they grew up loving and that we all love to consume, especially, like you said, if it's good football. Oliver, good luck, and I appreciate you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.